You're listening to Harrow Community Radio.
Yes, listen to Harrow Community Radio. Welcome to the second Celtic Cross show here on a Sunday with me, Rona McManus, Ender Malloy, and joining us today is Barry Bradley and Slim Attraction Paul Rooney. How you doing, lads? You okay?
How's it going, boys?
Good stuff.
All right, boys. So we're going to start with you, Barry. Tell us a little bit about yourself and where you come from. Where's your musical background?
Well, I'm from County Tyrone. Musical background would be a mixture between Irish traditional music and country music.
Yeah.
Started the career off a little bit of Irish dance.
You toured for a while playing the bass with Dominic Kerwin, yeah.
Yeah, we started the band off together more or less, come back in the school days.
All right.
So that was good fun.
I bet it was. Right, Slim, what about yourself? The one and only Slim Attraction.
Oh dear. Well, I was born in North London, Holloway Road, born in Red. Went to school in Wood Green.
Yep.
And started playing the school bands and then, excuse me, and then I started playing with the JCB man, Seamus Moore. Had many good times in the band.
Yeah.
And then left Seamus, played with Mick Flavin, had a short stint with Mick Flavin.
Mm-hmm.
Back to London, and that's when Slim Attraction was born.
Yeah, so you started off playing the drums before you became a country and western singer at all.
Drums.
Yeah. Well, the lads are going to give us a song here anyway, here on Carrow Community Radio. What are you going to do, boys?
We'll kick off with Kenny Rogers, The Gambler.
Lovely.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound from nowhere, met up with a gambler, we were both too tired to sleep. So we took a turn to staring the window at the darkness. On a move took us, he began to speak. He said, son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces, knowing what the cards were. I know they held their eyes. You don't mind me saying, I can see your round faces, taste of your whiskey, to give you some advice. So I handed him my bottle, he drank down my last swallow, and he bumped a cigarette, he asked me for a light. The night got deathly quiet, his face lost all expression. Go and play the game, boy. Better learn to play it right. You gotta know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money sitting at the table. Every time enough for counting when the dealing's done. And every gambler knows the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away, knowing what to keep. Every hand's a winner, every hand's a loser. The best thing you can hope for is to die in your sleep. When he finished speaking, he turned back towards the window, crushed out his cigarette, he faded off to sleep. And somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even. In his final words, I found an ace that I can keep. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money sitting at the table. Every time enough for counting when the dealing's done. Every time enough for counting when the dealing's done.
Absolutely, yes. Fantastic. Slim Attraction and Barry Bradley there.
Fantastic.
Right, so tell us what have we got next? Where are you playing? Barry, you've got a couple of gigs today, starting off.
Yeah, I'm heading down to the office in Greenford.
Yeah, and
where are you? To Aaron's Hope after that.
Very good, lovely. I just want to play a shout out to Rosella and the kids who are listening in Harrow as well. And the thoughts go out to them and to Paddy back in Ireland who's not well. Slim, what about yourself? You're busy today as well.
I am doing a wee gig in Blarney's in Burnt Oak and then down to Conway Street and
Yeah. Well, Slim Attraction has got a new CD out. We've got four singles at Slim's.
Four albums to give away.
So we're going to run a competition. We're going to think of a question later on. You're going to text this in on 077-6077-0724 with your answer. We haven't got the question yet, have we? Slim, you were supposed to think of one.
We can work all that out.
It's not like it's going to be your time.
Well, so what's this Mel Rani connection, Ender?
Right, well, Barry Bradley, the one and only lovely man here, has got a house in Mulroney. He's married to, of course, Rosella, who's the lovely Rosella from Ballycroy, County Mayo.
Yes, all about it, it's great.
Yeah, well, she couldn't... They can't beat a nervous woman, I reckon.
So
especially when we're gonna play a song that Ender, you can introduce this thing.
I can. Well, I just want to say also, because I played the bagpipes at Barry's wedding.
That's true.
I did, long before I knew you, Barry. The next song, what's what we're going to play, Ronan? We're going to play Mayo Moon, yes, the song I wrote for on the Bible Code Sundays album, Boots or No Boots, and we're going to play this for Rosella and the family.
Time. monsters who ravage the boat and the bodies lay all around. And the dead we've buried at sea, though their ghosts linger on. And I pray to the Lord that my soul to him walks, when my body consigns to the deep. As the boat slips down under my mind's final wonder, I close my eyes and I sleep. Neath the Mayo moon, yes, we'll walk neath the Mayo
Community Radio, for local people, by local people.
That's right, you're here with us on the Celtic Cross Show with me, Ronan McManus, and Ender Malloy here. Joining us today, we have Slim Attraction. Now, Slim, tell us a little bit about your album that you made, Listen to Your Senses. Tell us a little bit about the making of it.
Well, I recorded it in Ballyforan in County Roscommon. Hello to Wayne and Sharon and Annie and all the Dunning gang and Froze gang there in Ballyforan.
Fantastic.
Recorded with Wayne, and there's 12 tracks on the album. I also did a duet with Wayne's wife Sharon, which was Alison Krauss and James Taylor song, How's the World Treating You?
Fantastic.
And we started recording about probably 2.5-3 years ago.
Yeah.
And eventually brought it out in May.
Fantastic. I remember waiting with bated breath for you to release this album.
It's a long-awaited album.
It was, yeah, long-awaited, yeah. But it's fantastic anyway. I was lucky enough to get my copy a couple of weeks ago now, so I've had a bit of a listen. Very nice, very nice. And tell us a little about the... Did you do a launch or anything like that?
I did a launch, yeah, in Comrades Free in Burnt Oak, the 6th of May, the day of the elections.
Fantastic.
And I had Oath from Ireland. It's a day you'll never forget. Oath from Ireland had Robert Mazzell and part of his band, the Country Kings, which was Wayne, Martin Cleary and Dermot Ring.
Fantastic.
And also Sean Corrigan and Anthony McBream from Fermanagh. And we had, from London, we had the one and only Barry Bradley.
The Brad.
And we had Jimmy Kennedy and Clive Kennedy on drums. And we had Mary Rose and Mary O'Rourke and Cedric Rose.
How did you fit anyone in the crowd? That many people on the stage?
Oh, there was a bit of space left.
Fantastic. It was a good night all along.
A great night, a very good night, well attended. We had over 350 people on the night. And a great night, we had a good laugh and
fantastic
good music, and everyone was happy. So
that's great. And so we're going to have basically, we're now going to ask the question. If you were listening, if you were paying attention there, the question, the answer was in what Slim was talking about there. Now the question is, what is the name of Slim's album? What is the name of the album? The title of the album?
Well, yeah, we've got 4 copies here to send out to the first 4 people who text in with the right answer. The text number is 077-6077-0724. Or you can just write up on Facebook, on Harrow Community Radio front page, the Facebook page there. And if you write up the name of Slim Attraction's new album, then you will receive a free copy. We're going to have another song from the lads here now. What are we going to do this time, boys?
I'm going to try a little song by Chris Christopherson.
Yep.
One from the old days.
Lovely.
Here we go, boys.
And here's the Brad.
Thank you. same boy stood in the sidewalk, his jacket and his jeans, wearing yesterday's misfortunes like a smile. Once he had a future full of money, love, and dreams, which he spent like it was going out of style. But his world keeps right on a turning, for the better or the worse. Searching for a sign he's never found, never knowing if believing is a blessing or a curse, if the going up was worth the coming down. He's a poet, he's a picker, he's a prophet, he's a pusher, he's a pilgrim and a preacher, and a problem when he's stoned. He's a walking contradiction, partly truth, partly fiction, taking every wrong direction and his lonely way back home. But he has tasted good and evil in your bedrooms and your bars, straying in tomorrow for today, reaching for the future or reaching for the stars, losing all his love along the way. But his world keeps right on a turn, for the better or the worse, searching for a sign he's never found, never knowing if believing was a blessing or a curse, or if the going up was worth the coming down. He's a poet, he's a picker, he's a prophet, he's a pusher, he's a pilgrim and a preacher, and a problem when he's stoned. He's a walking contradiction, partly truth, partly fiction, taking every wrong direction and his lonely way back home. There's a lot of wrong directions and that lonely way back home.
Oh, fantastic.
Good man, Barry. Good man, that's fantastic.
A better man than the Brad. Right, we've got two winners so far of Slimmer. I tell you, there won't be long coming in with the answers here. The first winner is Anne Veazey down in Pulla in Aki County, Mayo. She got the right answer there. Listens to us, To Your Senses was the name of the album. The second winner was Carolyn O'Brien from Dollis Hill. Who else have we got?
Caroline O'Brien
won us.
Miss O'Brien. Good.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Miss O'Brien.
Linda Kelly won one. Linda Kelly down in Wilsdon.
Oh, fantastic.
And Emma Timon in Greenford also won it.
Well, there you go.
So there you go.
All Slim fans there.
Fair play to you, boys. So we're going to play a song, Ronan.
Yeah, should we, what should we do next?
Well, I've got a couple of requests in here, so I'm going to play a request for Barry Me in Edgware, and we're going to play this song for him.
What should we play now? We'll do a bit of, what we got now? We'll try this, but I'm not sure what this is yet, but we'll find out. Here we go. This is for Barry. Merry Christmas to you, Barry.
Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank, an old man said to me, won't see another one. And then he sang a song, the rare old mountain tune. I turned my face away and dreamed about you. Got on a lucky one, came in 18 to 1. I've got a feeling this year's for me and you. So happy Christmas, I love you, baby. I can see a better time, all our dreams come true.
They got cars big as bars, they got rivers of gold, but the wind goes right through you, it's no place for the old. When you first took my hand on a cold Christmas Eve, you promised me Broadway was waiting for me. You're handsome.
Yeah, pretty queen of New York City.
When the band finished playing, they held out for more. Sinatra was swinging, all the junk they were singing. We kissed on the corner, then danced through the night. The boys of the NYPD choir were singing "Go Away Babe," and the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day.
In that bed.
You scumbag, you maggot, cheap, cheap, lousy faggot. Happy Christmas, you're ours, I pray God it's our love.
The boys of the NYPD chorus still singing "Go Away Babe," and the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
I could have been someone. I kept them with me, babe. I put them with my own. Can't make it all alone. I built my dreams around you.
The boys of the NYPD chorus are singing "Go Away Babe," and the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
Linking communities together across the borough of Harrow. This is HCR FM.
You're with us on the Celtic Cross Show on Harrow Community Radio, HCR FM.
That was especially for Barry Mead, that song. The next song, especially for Caroline O'Brien, she requested "Welcome to Cricklewood" by the Bible Code Sundays, no less.
Yes, well, there you go, we could do that.
This is Cricklewood. Welcome to Cricklewood. Please mind the gap between the bear and the dance floor.
Right. track with the best. So raise up your glass to the ghosts of our past. Good night and God bless.
You're listening to Harrow Community Radio.
As the Bible goes on, as there with Welcome to Cricket, especially for Karen and O'Brien, I'm sure you should be joining us later on stage in the Clatter Ring, as she normally does.
Yes, well, we're joined in the studio here today by Barry Bradley and Slim Attraction, two of the finest musicians in the London circuit, without a doubt. Just going to talk to Barry a bit about his background. We talked earlier about how he played alongside Dominic Kerwin, and that's as far as we got, was Ireland. So you moved to England. When was that, Barry?
Yeah, well, Ireland wasn't big enough for the both of us, for me and Dominic, so one of us had to move. I arrived in London town, that's back a few years ago now, and more or less played around the scene for a while.
Yep.
And then I met a wee girl called Mary O'Rourke, very good friend of mine, and Cedric, Cedric Throws. So we started a wee band together, and we played for over 22 years together around the clubs and pubs in London. Seen a lot of changes, but had a great time doing it.
Yeah, of course. I've heard you playing before. You were very good. Yeah. You know, do you play any much with them at all now?
Funny enough, we just played yesterday. We done a little christening for Sharon Kelly.
Oh yeah.
It was a great day, and it's a while since we'd played together. But it was great to see them again. And
of course, they're great people. They're great people. Aren't
they? We done a little album where Cedric invited me to sing a few songs on an album we done with an artist called Charlie Boston. Come back a few years ago.
Yep.
Started off as an instrumental album, bluegrass, and ended up with songs on it, just to break it up in between. So we're back there very shortly doing another album.
Oh, lovely. Oh, well, that's something to look forward to. So what sort of time scale are we looking at?
It's this month, I believe. We're going back in studio.
Okay, very good.
I have to go back and play some stuff then.
I'd love to, get me set up, hopefully.
Everyone is going back in the studio this weather. It must be the season for it. What about you, Slim? Any plans for a second follow-up?
It's taken long enough to get the first one done.
Another 20 years.
We're talking about something now, but we'll see. Maybe in the new year we'll get a few singles up and running.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Well, are you thinking about going back in the studio, perhaps? Or?
Yeah, the plan is maybe the new year we'll go back and get a couple of singles down.
Yep.
Maybe a couple of originals. You never know. We'll see.
You never know. Stranger things have happened. I got some requests now I'd like to play out. Big hello to Keen Malloy, Jim Veazey, Mary and Dennis and Anne down in Laverna and Pulla. And also hello to Sean Murtha, who's listening in Clary's and Ballycroy.
Should we play a bit of Malloy Brothers?
A bit of Malloy Brothers, yeah. This is good, especially for Sean Murtha here and listening Cleary's and Ballycroy. There must be Wi-Fi'd up down there.
He's not on his own.
It's not his own computer.
Hello to everybody there in Cleary's.
Yes, hello to everyone in Cleary's and Ballycroy. So this is the Malloy Brothers. What's this song running?
This is Paddy Lie Back.
Maybe we start with the banjo, maybe. Diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle. Good solid sound.
Was a cold and frosty morning in December, when all of the money at trust went, had a where it went, a lord I can't remember. So down to the fishing office went. Said Paddy Lieback,
take Paddy Lieback,
take in your snack,
take in your snack,
take a shot for on the cap and heave aboard. A bow ship for England, boys, be handy, and rip out for Bilebo race around the pond. Oh, last night there was a great demand for sailors, all the colonies for Frisco and for France, and not one of them could speak the word of English, but they'd answer to the name of Bill or Frank. Say Paddy Lieback,
take Paddy Lieback,
take in your schneck,
take in your schneck,
take a chance for all the vets and heave aboard. A bold ship for England, boys, be handy, and rebound for Bolivar race around Cape Horn. They were Frenchmen, they were Russians, they were Germans, they were Jerry Jacks and just across from France, and not one of them could speak a word of English, but they'd answer to the name of Bill or Frank. Say Paddy Lieback,
take Paddy Lieback,
take in your snack,
take in your snack,
take a chat for on the backs and heave aboard. A bold ship for England, boys, be handy, and rebound for Bolivar race around Cape Horn.
You're listening to Harrow Community Radio.
That's right, you're here with us on the Celtic Cross Show every Sunday, 3 until 5, with me, Rona McManus, and Ender Malloy. Normally Andy Nolan's with us, but he's away having his dinner, having an early Christmas dinner for people who are going away for Christmas. Well, Andy's never going to turn down Spuds, is he?
No, not ever.
So he's not with us, but he'll be back next week with a vengeance to play some tracks he shouldn't be playing, probably, like he did last week. But now we're joined today with Barry Bradley and Slim Attraction, still with us for a little while longer than they have to pop off themselves because they've got gigs. So what's the crack now, lads? Are we going to give us a song, Slim?
I'll give a wee song from the album.
A song from the album, Listen to Your Senses, for lucky people who've getting their free copies, winging their way to them by carrier pigeon or something. So Slim's just going to pop on his headphones now. And he's see that live. That's live, ladies and gentlemen. That's live, and that's what live radio is all about. And he's going to sing
us.
It's a family show, Slim.
Right, that's a little song, Hard Times. Also, I'd just like to say to all the folks there in Mayo that myself and Seamus Moore are heading to Katie's Corner on Thursday, the 25th of November. So, if anyone wants to head down there for a night's crack in Ballina. Whatever, myself and Seamus Moore will be there.
Brilliant.
Letters, powers, and life's pleasures count its many tears, while we all sub sorrow with the poor. There's a song that will linger forever in our ears. Oh, hard times come again no more. It's the song, the sigh of the weary. Hard times, hard times come again no more. Many days you lingered around my cabin door. Oh, hard times come again no more. While we seek mirth and beauty and music light and gay, if our frail forms fainting at your door. Though their voices are silent, their bleeding looks will say, oh, hard times come again no more. It's the song, the sigh of the weary. Hard times come again no more. Many days you lingered around my cabin door. Oh, hard times come again no more. There's a pale young maiden who toils in life away with a warm heart's better days to roar. Though her voice might be singing, it's sighing all the day. Oh, hard times come again no more. It's the song, a sigh after weary. Hard times come again no more. Many days you lingered around my cabin door. Oh, hard times come again no more. Oh, hard times come again no more.
Yay. The one and only Slim Attraction. Absolutely fantastic, Slim. You're a mighty singer, there's no question. What have we got later on? We've got a song now. We're going to play a song.
We're going to play a song especially for Tom Molloy, who is going to be joining us later on the phone. This is Ender's father from the Molloy brothers, the famous Tom Molloy. He's going to be joining us on the phone to talk about the imminent landing of the Molloy brothers next weekend. So we're going to play a song. This is Johnny Cash with U2, and this is especially for Tom Molloy. This is called The Wanderer.
Some stones, saw the skin and bones of a city without a soul. I went out walking under an atomic sky, where the ground won't turn and the rain it burns like the tears when I said goodbye. nothing but the thought of you, I went wandering. I went drifting through the capitals of tin, where men can't walk or freely talk, and sons turn their fathers in. I stopped outside a church house where the citizens like to sit. They say they want the kingdom, but they don't want God in it. I went out riding down that old late lane. I passed by experience, to taste and to touch and to feel as much as a man can before he repents. I went out searching, looking for one good man, a spirit who would not bend or break, who would sit at his father's right hand. I went out walking with the Bible and the gun. The word of God lay heavy on my heart. I was sure I was the one. Now, Jesus, don't you wait up. Jesus, I'll be home soon. I went out for the papers, told her I'd be back by noon. Yeah, I left with nothing but the thought you'd be there too, looking for you. But the thought of you, I went wandering.
Harrow Community Radio, for local people, by local people.
That's right, you're with us on the Celtic Cross Show on Harrow Community Radio. Yeah, we're going to basically say thank you very much to Barry and to Slim for coming in and joining us today. And just give those gigs another mention there, Ender, where the lad's playing next tonight and next week.
Well, tonight Barry has gone straight to the office down in Greenford, and then he's in Aaron's Hope tonight. Slim is, where is Slim? Where are you? Right, Andy Six, is it?
Blarney's and Burnt Oak,
and then Conway's straight after. So the boys have to rush away now. But we're going to have a song by Barry's going to sing a song now, accompanied by Bongo Slim Attraction. What are we going to do, boys?
It's a little song called Angeline. Right. Hope they're all still listening down in Cleary, eh?
Yeah.
This is for them.
Here we are a-dancing in a blue cozy land, two total strangers unknown. I'm not gonna ask if you're married or not. But I think it's necessary I should know. I won't look at your fingers, guess you've looked at mine. Kept all the questions to ourselves, and all we need to do is exchange our first name. Angeline, would you like to dance again? Angeline, would you like to dance again? I may not be the best, but I'll be the best I can. I'd gladly change a dollar for a song for the band. Angeline, would you like to dance again? Here we are together, hours after dark, two total strangers yesterday. I'm still not gonna ask if you're married or not, or it's too late to matter anyway. Haven't looked at your fingers, I guess you looked at mine. Kept all the questions to ourselves. I don't want to know your number, but I'm always here by 10. Angeline, would you like to dance again? Angeline, would you like to dance again? I'd bet I'd be the best, but I'll be the best I can. I'd gladly change a dollar for a two-song for the band. Angeline, would you like to dance again? Angeline, would you like to dance again?
Absolutely brilliant, Barry.
That was Slim Attraction on bongos, accompanied by Barry Bradley and both physical.
Oh,
thanks
very much, Slim. Multi-talented.
Thanks for joining us, boys.
Thanks very much. It's been a pleasure.
Right, what we're going to do have next on the show? I'm just going to nip through the gig guide for the week coming up.
I think we'll do end up, but just before we do that, we'll just play a track from Slim's album now.
Oh yeah,
just to play him out as he walks out.
That's not a bad idea.
Exit music, and here we have which one is it?
I've got a funny feeling.
Well, my baby's wearing a permanent smile, a satisfied look I ain't seen for a while. I ain't had no race, fulfilled any dreams, but something's come over my baby, it seems. I've got a funny feeling, somebody's stealing my honey. Lord, I love that child, I love to see her smile, but these circumstances ain't funny. Where lies the danger? Is he a stranger or a pal? I've got a funny feeling, somebody's stealing my gal. If I came home early, Lord, what would I find? Maybe I'd rather just walk around blind. I know baby loves me, Lord, I understand. I know how emotions can get out of hand. I've got a funny feeling, somebody's stealing my honey. Lord, I love that child, I love to see her smile, but these circumstances ain't funny. Where lies the danger? Is he a stranger or a pal? I've got a funny feeling, somebody's stealing my gal. Start wearing that good smelling stuff, and I'll be the lover that I used to be. What
Whatever she's missing, she'll get it from me. I've got a funny feeling somebody's stealing my honey. Lord, I love that child, I love to see her smile, but these circumstances ain't funny. Realize the danger, is he a stranger or a pal? I've got a funny feeling somebody's stealing my gal. I've got a funny feeling somebody's stealing my gal.
You're listening to Harrow Community Radio.
You're listening to Harrow Community Radio with me, Enda Malloy, and Rona McManus on the Celtic Cross Show. Just going to nip through the gig guide. That's gigs that's happening this week and coming up. We've got Shades of Green. Of course, they're a brilliant band. We had them here last week on in the studio. Friday night, they are playing in the Duke of York in Hanwell. Saturday night, the Irish Centre in Wheelstone, and Ford's on Sunday night. The Reels, another great Irish band. Friday night, they're playing Nash's in South Harrow. Saturday, Conway's in Stretfield Road. Sunday, they're playing the West Bar in Greenford, and I believe there's lots of people listening in the West Bar in Greenford right now, so a big shout out to them.
Hello, West Bar.
Did they ever go home? I don't know. Whiskey and Water, another great duo that's over from County Longford. On Saturday night, they're playing, and you can see them in Jono's in Ealing. The Brad, who's just gone, is on his way to the office now, and then Aaron's Hope tonight. Slim Attraction is next Friday coming up. He is in a charity gig with Eugene Doonan in Watford Irish Club. And Sunday night he's in Angie's in Belmont from 6 to 9, followed by Conway's in Burnt Oak.
There you go, that's all you need to know. Yes, you're set now for your music for the week.
Just speaking about the West Bar, I was there last night at a gig, Ronan, to see the Hungry Grass. Of course, the finest band in London, without a shadow of a doubt.
Melodian.
Absolutely cat melodian, yeah.
No, in a good way, like.
Oh, yeah.
They're brilliant musicians, but they're just melodian as people. If that makes any sense.
It makes perfect sense to me and you.
They're basically like a kind of, if you can imagine, a kind of a musical...
Markham and Wise.
Musical cyclone, and as goes around, you get sucked in and you can't get out. You get caught in a twister.
Yeah.
That's what they're like.
There's no, you have to click your heels three times. There's no place like home, and you just can't get out. But next Friday, they're coming up, they're appearing in the Kilkenny Tavern in South Wimbledon. Of course, the Hungry Grass are a fantastic band. If you have never seen the Hungry Grasses, it's something you really have to see.
Yeah, make sure you bring a lion, a tin man and a scarecrow.
A scarecrow and loads of money. And a
spare liver.
Exactly. As James Bond's Q always said, you need an escape plan as well.
Well, we're going to play one of their tracks now. If I've queued this up right. You never know. This is Phil behind the plough, a Hungry Grass, and this goes out special request for Patrick Franklin's mother.
Honey!
if the harvest's any good, the money just might cover all the loans you mortgaged all you own. Buy the kids a Bristol boat, take your wife back east for Christmas if you can. All summer she hangs on, she's so tied to the land. For a good time's come and go, but at least there's rain, so this won't be barren.
You're listening to Harrow Community Radio.
Hello, can you hear us? Hello, Tom, you're live on air on Harrow Community Radio with me, Enda Malloy, and Rona McManus. On the air now we have Tom Malloy, of course, from the famous Malloy Brothers, and none other than my father. So how are you doing, Tom?
I'm doing fine, thanks, Enda. We're looking forward to our trip on Friday, the weekend, next weekend.
Lovely, very good. Tell us a bit about the trip. What are you doing?
We're going over on Friday, and we have a couple of gigs there. We're in Greenford.
Yeah.
And we're in Neasden, and we're in Wilson.
Oh, lovely, very good. Now, so you're playing in the West Bar in Greenford. That's on Friday night. Is it Katie's Bar in Neasden on the Saturday afternoon from 6 to 8, and then 9 o'clock onwards in Angie's 3 in Wilson. So, Tom, we're just going to... For those of you who are listening in that don't know who the Malloy Brothers are, which are very few of you, I can well imagine, I just want to just have a little chat. Tell me about the band and how you started off.
There was Pat Martin, Michael and myself, and we used to play locally in the local place from...
I think we're losing...
We're losing Tom. He's out in the west of Ireland there. He's in, all the way from Mulranny, live. He's just losing you a bit there.
Can you hear me there, Dave?
Yes.
Cutting out a little bit.
You're cutting out. If you can find a better reception somewhere, there'll be...
Is there a bad reception here?
There is, yeah. Go on, you can start again. We got you now again.
Okay. Around 1966, we started off with the Malloy Brothers, and we're going ever since.
Yeah.
And myself now and Pat are together, and we'll have Rory McGinty on bass with us on the tour, and Tom McGinty on rhythm.
Yep.
So we have a four-piece group going over this weekend.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about the Malloy Brothers. What sort of what have you done in the past? What bands have you played with? What members? What famous musicians have you played alongside?
We played with a lot of them, along with the Dubliners for many of the time, and different groups all over. The more than myself, a good few of the Dubliners gone now.
Yeah,
you know, we played for John Lennon one time in Mulranny Hotel. Big one.
It's not too.
John and Yoko were over in Mulranny for a few days, and we played for them.
Yeah, it's not everyone that sings for the Beatles.
That's right. Yeah. Give me the song. The first song we say, "The Leaving of Liverpool."
Oh, was he delighted with that? He was.
But me darling, when I think of thee, and we're looking forward to meeting all our loyal people from the Newport, Mulranny, and Achill areas around. A lot of them around Harrow and. That we'll be meeting a lot of them now the week. We're looking forward to renewing old acquaintances, you know.
And oh, yeah.
And meeting new people as well.
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about. And thanks very much for giving us a call.
Oh, not a problem.
Looking forward to meeting everybody over there now for the weekend.
Yeah, well, don't worry, we'll soon meet up with you. Don't forget, you can see the Malloy Brothers Friday night in the West Bar in Greenford, Saturday in Neasden in Katie's Bar, that'll be from 6 o'clock till 8 o'clock, followed by Angie's 3 in Willesden Green from 9 o'clock till about 6 o'clock the next day, probably.
Well, then, Tom, thanks for joining us.
Thanks very much, Ronan, and thanks guys. Yeah,
good man, and we'll see you next weekend.
God bless.
Thanks,
Dad.
All right,
bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Irishman, both young and stern, with adventure in your soul. There are other ways for to spend your days than working down a hole. I was tall and true, all 6 feet two, till they broke me across the back. By a name I'm known, and it's not my own. And they call me Crooked Jack. The gangers blew my pet I was. Big Jack could do no wrong. And the reason simply was because I could work hard hours and long. I was tall and true, all 6 feet two, till they broke me across the back. By a name I've known, and it's not my own. And they call me Crooked Jack. I saw men old before their time, their faces drawn and grey. And never did so soon would mine be turned the very same way. I was tall and true, all 6 feet two, till they broke me across the back. By a name I've known, and it's not my own. And they call me Crooked Jack. Come Irish men, both young and stern, with adventure in your soul. There are other ways for to spend your days than working down a hole. I was tall and true, all 6 feet two, till they broke me across the back. By a name I've known, and it's not my own. And they call me Crooked Jack.
You're listening to Harrow Community Radio.
That's right, you listen to Harrow Community Radio, the Celtic Cross Show with me, Ronald Manison, Ender Malloy. That was the Malloy brothers there with Crooked Jack. They'll be over next week. Fantastic. Yeah. Talk to Tom. He's a great character, isn't he?
He certainly is. He's great crack. That's why I'm just going to play that song, a special request for Rashenda Ferrant listening in Northolt. What have we got now, Ronan?
Should we do a little song for, especially for Giuseppe, our friend Giuseppe?
Yes. Giuseppe is listening out in Rome there, and Maya. Of course, I'll be going over to see them in a couple of weeks' time. And we're playing a gig out in Rome for the Ireland Italy rugby match on the 5th of February, so we'll be seeing you out there.
So if anyone's thinking of going out there for that game, there'll be a gig on somewhere. We'll give you all the details once we know more, but there'll be basically a gig to go to that night.
Yeah.
And hopefully everyone can come down and join us and have a great night. So this one especially for any Celtic fans out there, because as we've just been getting through on the phones and on the laptops there, we're obviously not watching the game live ourselves, but... And the 92nd minute Celtic winner from Hooper, so Super Hooper. So here we go. This is Derek Warfield.
Hail, hail, the Celts are here. Oh, what the hell do we care? What the hell do we care? Hail, hail, the Celts are here. Oh, what the hell do we care now? For it's a grand old team to play for. It's a grand old team to know. For if you know your history, it's enough to make your heart go sad. Oh, oh, oh. We don't care whether we win, lose, or draw. What the hell do we care? For we always know that there's gonna be a show, and the Glasgow Celtic will be there.
team and all the land. We'll be there to give the boys a cheer when the league flag flies and the cheers go up for being in the Scottish Cup, and it's coming home to paradise. To play for it's a grand old team to know. For if you know your history, it's enough to make your heart go sad. Whoa, whoa, whoa. We don't care whether we win, lose, or draw. What the hell do we care? For we always know that there's gonna be a show, and the Glasgow Celtic will be there.
Harrow Community Radio. For local people, by local people.
See the sunset on the city of London. Down through the bush and out to the west. Out past the west wind, the huddled houses. Down into Greenford and the boys on the bench. Down to the Hayes boys for an old firm triumph. Gonna drink West London dry tonight. Up then to Harrow on a Monday evening. To hook up with you, is everything's been just right. Since the days down at Kilburn and the Cricklewood Broadway. Raising holy hell with the Sunshine Boys. Putting all the tables and chairs through the windows. Smashing all the glasses just like they were toys. In come the boys, put some dough in a tin lads. No problem, son, it's all for the cause. And who can forget the jukebox and biddies. Splashing out far into the streets of Kilburn. Cause we're the kids from the city of nowhere. The fuck I'm choosing up the Irish race. But we built the roads and the docks and the railways. Ain't nothing but bright eyes when some an Irish face. Taking on a market boys down in the Brook Green. Coming home bruised in the back of your car. On up to the charge in the Hammersmith Broadway. Racing through the dark, trying to get to the bar. Tim's tiny fault playing up in the corner. Down jumps Farrell on top of Thatcher's man. Sending shakes are straight and the whole place laughing. The stupid punk just picks on the wrong man. Cause we're the kids from a city of nowhere. The fuck our children at the Irish race. Ain't nothing but pride on a sweat summer Irish face. On the streets of Acton, some bastards about to get the fright of their life. Cause they've been pushing round our women and children. The hurly seeks to come with us to make this right. Cause these were the days of our forefathers, when the Irish ran the bars and the roads and the sights. And we had our children of those nabby grafters, who fought a way through for ourselves and our rights. Children of the Irish race. We built the roads and the docks and the railways. Ain't nothing but bright eyes.
You're listening to Harrow Community Radio.
That's right, you're listening to Harrow Community Radio here. It was on the Celtic Cross Show with me, Rona McManus, and Ender Malloy.
Yes, we've a couple of shout-outs to do. We've got a couple of requests that came in. We've a request for Siobhan Matheson listening there in County Mayo. Who else have we got? Ruth Gillen listening in Wembley.
Hello, Ruth. Hey, Ruthie.
And Marie Amon is listening in Paris. What songs have we got now running?
Right, we're what we're going to do, I think we might play a bit of the Pogues here, Thousands Are Sailing.
You're listening to Harrow Community Radio.
Torch lights up a famished man who fortune could not save. Did you work upon the railroads? Did you rent the streets of crime? Were your dollars from the White House? Were they from the five and dime? Did the old songs talk to cheer you and the dice still make you cry? Did you count the months and years, or did your teardrops quickly dry? I know for things was not to be on a coffin ship. I came here and I never even got so far that they could change my name. Thousands are sailing. Dead of afternoon, we stepped hand in hand on Broadway, like the first man on the moon. And a blackbird broke the silence as you whistled it so sweet. And then Brendan Behan's footsteps, I danced up and down the street. And we said goodnight to Broadway, giving it our best regards. Tipped our hats to Mr. Cohen, dear old Times Square's favorite bird. Then we raised a glass to JFK and a dozen more besides. When I got back to my empty room, I suppose I must have cried. Thousands are sailing again across the ocean. We're a hand of opportunity, just tickets in a lottery. Postcards we're mailing, sky by skies and oceans, from rooms that daylight never sees. And lights don't glow on Christmas trees. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Harrow Community Radio.
Well, he drinks all day and he drinks all night, and he goes to mass and he gets in fights with other mics he meets in Irish bars. And life don't seem to cut him slack, and jobs ain't say no Jews, no blacks, no specs, no mix, no Irish needs apply. When he got up the boat, he found his Dublin brogue. It wasn't an accent that was much in vogue, and the luck of the Irish don't get you very far. And every day is a fight to live, and this Mick has got so much to give. But life jumped up and kicked him in the balls, 'cause there's a sign that says no Irish need apply. There's no chance for those men who chose to leave our world behind. There's no breaks for those men to make themselves a better life, 'cause there's a sign that says no Irish need apply. Rejection for this man goes straight to his heart. No hope of a job and no chance of a start. So he sinks a drink to wash away the pain. And every day he sinks lower and lower, with no for an answer and 100 slam doors in his face. But whiskey will comfort him tonight, 'cause there's a sign that says no Irish need apply. There's no chance for those men who chose to leave the world behind. There's no breaks for those men to make themselves a better life, 'cause there's a sign that says no Irish need apply. So he seeks the solace of his own kind, young man who left the homeland behind. And his eyes well up when he hears the foggy dew, and he's taken to drink both daily and nightly. Not much else to do in jolly old blighty. This is his life and this is Albion. And there's a sign that says no Irish need apply. There's no chance for those men who chose to leave the world behind. And there's no breaks for those men to make themselves a better life, 'cause there's a sign that says no Irish need apply. And there's a sign that says no Irish need apply. There's no chance for those men who chose to leave our world behind. There's no breaks for those men to make themselves a better life, 'cause there's a sign that says no Irish need apply. And there's a sign that says no Irish need apply.
Harrow Community Radio. For local people, by local people.
That's right, you're here with us on the Celtic Cross Show, and we have a bit of news now. We're going to go to Enda Molloy, especially for the Irish Wolfhound News Round.
The Irish Rover.
That's brilliant.
That dog is cat.
Oh. Well, the big news of the weekend is that London Irish Football Club won 5-1 at the weekend.
They certainly did.
It's a fine result, but we've got on the line none other than Paul Kinch.
Are you there, Paul? How are you doing?
I am good. I'm good, mate. You?
Well, you're live on the radio, so don't say...
Yeah, I know exactly what I'm saying. That's the problem.
Now we have some of you may know Paul Kinch from his DJing days in Dicey Riley's in Neasden.
Yeah, God bless her soul.
Yes, exactly. God rest her. And was it your music that got the place closed down, or?
Quite possibly, yeah. I've started a few fights with a few dodgy tracks. Yeah. It's either that or the real was one of the two.
So, are you still DJing, or what?
I'm still DJing. Yeah, I'm doing the Swan in Stockwell.
Oh, fantastic! That's a great place.
Another big Irish spot, and a place called the Venue in New Cross, London's biggest nightclub, 3,000 people capacity. So yeah, really busy at the moment, can't complain, you know? Really
fantastic, busy. That's brilliant. And in your spare time, you've managed to find some time to star in the London Irish Football Club.
I don't know about star, I played an absolute stinker today, but yeah.
Oh really?
I'm turning up, which is the main thing, you know?
You didn't score the one on the 5-1, did you?
No, but I give the way of the free kick that actually scored
off. Fair play to you, Kinchy.
Yeah.
So what are you up to today? You going? Are you DJing today, did you say?
No, I'm off today. I only do Fridays and Saturdays.
I usually normally
do the Swan on a Saturday night, which is a 6 o'clock finish, then wake up for football at 8:30 then. But I had no work last night, so I was nice and fresh, and I played a stinker, so I think I'm better off with a 2 hours kit normally.
So give us a bit of a... So who were you playing Spade in? What was the...
We were playing a team called Caston Rovers, who were kind of mid-table, like, you know. We thought we were actually going to hammer them, which is a bit disrespectful, and it's kind of...
That's terrible.
...up the arse that we need to take every team that's put in front of us and show them the respect, you know, because we should have hammered them, but it didn't turn out. 5-1 is a great result, we're saying, but it could have been a lot more. But I think we need to go out and just beat what's in front of us rather than the team at the position of the league, you know. We put too much pressure on ourselves to go out and hammer them. And yeah. It didn't necessarily happen, you know.
Yeah.
So, do you still wear the jerseys we sponsored? No?
No. Listen, this is a new season, so we're now sponsored by Silver Interiors. Am I allowed to advertise that?
Well, of course you can.
Yeah, that's Paul Fitzgerald.
If they're putting money into local teams, and they should get a mention. Fair play to them.
It's a fantastic thing, like, you know. They throw a lot of money into it for very little advertisement back. Like, you know, 11 men running around a football pitch on a Sunday morning. The only people are there are the people walking the dogs.
Yeah,
it's a nice thing, and it's good that it goes back into the community, that kind of thing. So any advertisement we can give them is brilliant.
Yeah. Fantastic. Well, we're hoping that you might be able to join us on a regular basis here on the Celtic Cross Show to give us an update on how it's going for the London Irish Football Club. It's not been going that long, is it? It's the third season.
It's a few years now, like, you know. But like, so this is only my first. I'm only 5 or 6 games in with the boys.
You're only a baby.
I'm the granddad of the team at 32, like, you know. The next oldest to me is 24, so I really am the granddad.
You really are, aren't you?
Why they probably got me doing this. It's either that everyone else is down the Oxen Gate piss.
They're definitely
the one at home having the Sunday dinner, you know.
They're definitely down the Oxen Gate, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, 100%, so I'm the sober one who's able to give this interview.
Fantastic. So who scored for you today?
Today we had, obviously had the 5 goals. First goal was by Mark Kirby, who I don't know if any of you boys know. He still plays to a level, as he calls it. Plays for Edgewood Town on a Saturday. Oh, okay. So he's our superstar, like, you know. He's the one who'll be getting paid to play, and then plays on a Sunday with his mates, which is a nice touch. You know, these are the boys he's grown up with.
That's great, isn't it?
On a Sunday morning, as good as he is on the Saturday playing the FA Cup and all that kind of thing, he still comes and plays football on a Sunday morning with his boys.
Oh, fair play to him.
Got 2 goals from Aidan Lynham, he's up in university in Newcastle. He only comes down every 3rd or 4th game, and as it turns out, every game he comes down, we win. So we're no doubt
about that.
He scored 2 blinders. Really should have had a hat trick, but we won't talk about that.
Well, it sounds like Newcastle United could do with him anyway. He could stay there.
I say, do you know what? He'd probably make the team.
What's his right hook to the ribs like?
I wouldn't know. He comes down with plenty of stories about Newcastle, like, you know. But they probably made the team anyway. And Richie Toby scored. I don't really want to talk about the goals. I want to talk about the open goal that he missed. That's more fun. He could have had 2 or 3 today. And then we had Bolger. He scored a rocket of a free kick.
Oh, brilliant.
He's not sure whether it was his or not, because there was a few deflections before it was actually.
It was a bit of a pinball wizard, was it?
It's something like that, yeah. Obviously the one we conceded from my free kick, but we won't talk about that. I should have got sent off long before that.
Oh, really?
That's
it was one of those.
Causing trouble again. For
always.
Fantastic. Well, listen, Kinchy, thanks for joining us. And when are you next DJing then? Is that next weekend?
I'm doing next Friday up in the Swan in Stockwell, and on Saturday night I'm doing a party with you guys, the Bible Code Sunday.
That's right, we're doing a private do, aren't we? Oh, very nice.
Yeah, up in Ealing, yeah.
Oh, fantastic, that's brilliant. Well, we'll see you next Saturday then for a few drinks.
No problem.
And pass on our best on the Celtic Cross Show to all the boys down at the London Irish Football Club. And if you're up for it coming back, we'll...
100%.
Cheers for that, Paul. Good man.
No, thanks, Paul.
Enjoy your day. Thank you very much. Lovely. Cheers. Bye-bye. Paul Kinch there from the London Irish Football Club.
Well, we've got a song there. We've got a request here this afternoon coming through, especially for Thomas Currigan listening there in County Mayo, The Bird. And we're going to play a song for him there. I hope he's all right. And to say hello to Veronica as well and all the family.
You're listening to Harrow Community Radio.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? You got someone to blame. You're saying one love, one life, when it's one need in the night. One love, we get to share it. Leaves you, baby, if you don't care for it. Did I disappoint you? Or leave a bad taste in your mouth? Never had love, and you want me to go without. Well, it's too late tonight to drag the past out into the night. We're one, but we're not the same. We get to carry each other, carry each other. Whoa.
You're listening to Harrow Community Radio.
Yes, you're listening to Harrow Community Radio with me, Enda Malloy, and Rona McManus on the Celtic Cross here every Sunday, 3 to 5. That's you two and one, especially for Thomas Currigan in County Mayo, better known as The Bird, and all the family, Siobhan and Veronica, and all listening there. We've had a special request as well for Bible Code Sunday songs, and we don't normally play that many Bible Code Sunday songs because it's just we're sick of listening to them.
We've played about
anyway.
Three already today, so we feel a bit bad.
But never mind, it's not the end.
There's a special request for Sarah Murray.
Yep.
Where's she listening in?
She's listening in Harrow, and she wanted to hear Clew Bay Pirates.
There we go, this is a song about...
it's a song I wrote about Tom Malloy. Stealing fish, basically.
Well, here we go.
Listening to Harrow Community Radio.
That's right, there's a Celtic Cross on a Sunday, this with me, Ronan McManus, and Ender Malloy. That was us, basically, wasn't it?
Oh, God, yeah, I'm sick of listening to us.
Yeah, that was...
That was especially for Sarah Murray listening and Harrow there.
And but I wanted to play a track now by a fellow called Gary Dunn. You may not know Gary, but he is basically the artistic director down at Camden Irish Centre, and he promotes a big promoter of Irish culture in and around London. Anyone that comes in from Ireland, from singers, artists, does film screenings and everything down there, is absolutely fantastic fella. A really good promoter of Irish culture in London. And he's also a singer-songwriter, and he has a couple of albums out now. And this one is the title track of his second album. This is called The Simple Truth.
Cracks. Everybody kicking, but I don't kick back. Everybody pushing, but I won't push back. Everybody's looking for the easy track, yeah. And everybody's giving you the same excuse. Everybody's giving you the same abuse. Everybody's running to an empty noose. Everybody's acting like there isn't any use, no. I think you're wrong to be so sure. I think you're wrong to close the door. I think you're wrong to look for more than simple truth. I think you're wrong to push so hard. I know you long for bricks and cars, but I think there's something in the stars, a simple truth. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You pay, gotta be a better way to spend your day. Only gonna see you when your hair turns gray. Look at what you're doing and the price you pay. Hey, and then I see you on the telly and it breaks my heart. Everyone I see is looking cold and dark. Tell me what we're doing to the human heart. Tell me what has happened to the human heart now. To be so sure, I think you're wrong to close the door. I think you're wrong to look for more than simple truth. I think you're wrong to push so hard. I know you long for bricks and cars, but I think there's something in the stars, a simple truth. I know there's anger in our hearts, and I know we're not sure where to start. Everyone must play their part in simple truth. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thank you.
Harrow Community Radio, for local people by local people.
Yeah, that was Gary Dunn there with The Simple Truth. So Gary, as I was saying before, he's the artistic director down at the London Irish Centre in Camden. From Port Leash originally, been living over here now, I think something like 8 years or something in that region. And basically, yeah, he's got some gigs coming up. Next Friday, he's got John Spillane, fellow from Cork, singer-songwriter, fantastic. He's
is
over
that
on
the guy Friday. Who did the Don Stores?
Don Stores Girl.
Oh, yeah.
Look, check out the Don Stores Girl. Yeah. He's brilliant. That's so brilliant. He's in town if you want to. I'm not sure what the ticket sales, if there's any tickets left, but you can get more information on that gig by going to www.londonirishcentre.org and go to the What's On page, and you can see all the things that are happening. Al Town are also over on the 2nd of December. Fantastic traditional music, but they're over doing a charity night for the Irish chaplaincy. Check out the website and you can find out what's going on. I actually played down there myself, actually.
You did, and if nothing else, it's a great little venue. And if
it is a great venue.
You have to keep the London Irish Centre open, keep in business.
Yeah, exactly right.
You did a gig down there, Ronan, doing your solo stuff not so long ago with Lima Moynley, is that right?
That's right, yeah, I did, it was great, it was really good. Yeah. It was a completely different crowd to what we normally play to. We normally play to sort of raucous pub crowds, and this was a real sort of sitting down at tables listening, and could hear a pin drop. It was nice to play to people completely listening and not distracted in any way. Like normally you've got your friends there and chatting, and that's great crack, and that's kind of what we do.
Yeah,
and it's great. That's brilliant. But it's quite nerve wracking then to walk on stage. You can hear yourself walk on.
And,
you know, like
we've often played in pubs when you've done that. Wrong.
Well, no, yeah, you can already hear us walking off.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
that's worse.
That's even worse.
But
yeah.
But that was great. And Liam O'Malley was it was a mad gig because he sort of does, one minute he's playing kind of like soul stuff on the piano, and the next minute he's singing in Irish, and then he's playing a tin whistle, and he was playing a thumb piano, and
he plays didgeridoo and all sorts, doesn't he?
Didgeridoo didn't that night. No, he plays the guitar a bit, and he just, yeah, just a really odd gig, really, like he's got a big beard now, long hair, kind of looks like a yeti or something now, but yeah. The voice is unbelievable. I mean, it always has been. And I'm sure it always will be. And he's what an absolutely brilliant gig. The depth of the man was really, really, really amazing. And actually, which you stayed on that night and had a couple of cheeky drinks. And
much like you, Ronan.
No, it wouldn't unlock me completely. And we actually got a bit of a sing-song going. And I met this girl. I'm about to play a track from her, a girl called Joan Coffey. She's from Wexford, I think.
Okay.
Really nice girl, and she's been involved over here in the acoustic singer songwriter.
Was she on the gig with you the same night?
She wasn't on the gig. She was just there. She's a friend of Gary's, and because it's a bit of a kind of a sort of fellowship of singer songwriters that they're kind of all friends, and they kind of hang out and stuff. And
a bit like us on the London Irish folk scene.
Really.
Whatever one of them.
Exactly, brilliant. Yeah. And so basically, she sang this song. This that I'm about to sing. She basically got us all singing the chorus at the end of it. The whole about 20 or 30 of us sitting around, all taking turns to sing a song, and it was brilliant. So I just wanted to play this. This is Joan Coffey. If you check her out, because she's really, really nice singer, real good girl. And this is Treading Water.
Well, I tried once again to bring love to a friend. Now I ain't got no love, and I ain't got no friend. Yes, I tried once again to bring love to a friend. Again, to bring joy to a friend. Now I ain't got no joy, and I ain't got no friend. Yes, I tried once again to bring joy to a friend. Now I'm stuck here treading water, stuck here treading water, and I don't know
Well, I used to be stuck here, treading water, stuck here, treading.
Community Radio. For local people, by local people.
There's Joan Coffey there. That was fantastic. Brought me back to that night. Fantastic. So you can check out, you know, where you can, I think she's on Facebook and all that. Just Google Joan Coffey and find out where she's playing, because I basically went home that night, downloaded her album, and it's absolutely brilliant. She's got a great voice. So I just thought I'd play her track there.
Very good. Why not, Ronna? Why not? Well, I think that's about it. Now we come to the end of the show here on...
The Celtic Cross,
Roland.
Yeah.
With me, Ian Molloy, and Ronan McManus. And we just want to finish up by playing a request for Angela, Jimmy, and Maureen, who are listening in County Mayo. What do we want to play for them?
Well, just before we went about that, be our last track. So I just wanted to say thanks for joining us this afternoon on the Celtic Cross. And we're hoping to be joined next week by Gavin Hayes. I think he's away for this weekend. He's on a stag do this weekend, so hopefully he'll have recovered in time by next Sunday. So we're going to get him in. That's Gavin Hayes, the lead singer of The Reels, of course, one of the local bands around here. And I think he's going to hopefully be joined by Fionnuala, who, if those of you listening last week, know she was ill and couldn't come in with the other band she plays, the Shades of Green, who played with us. She wasn't able to come in. So hopefully she'll be well and up and running, and she'll be able to come in and play with Gavin next week, so we'll have a chat with her.
Yes.
And so here we go. So
well, hold on, we just want to thank Barry Bradley and Slim for coming in today and do some music for us, which was brilliant, absolutely fantastic. You can see those boys singing later on today.
And we're hoping to get both last week's show and this week's show up as a listen again on the website. If you missed the earlier part of the show, then hopefully we'll be able to have that, or we're going to try and maybe podcast it on iTunes. But basically, keep in touch with us on Facebook. Find the HCRFM, the Harrow Community Radio FM Facebook page. Come in, become friends, or like, whichever, I don't know how it's working. Is it a like thing or a friend thing? I'm not sure.
I'm not too sure.
Get on there and basically come and find us on there. You can also get in touch with us through our own Facebook pages and through our own website, BibleCodeSundays.com. Come in and say hello, find us, and any requests you have, if you let us know in advance, we'll make sure we have them on us. And basically, next week, come and join us. And that's it for today.
Just also thank Paul King for ringing in and the interview with Tom Molloy as well.
Yes, fantastic. And watch out for the Molloy Brothers next weekend. Go and check them out. Yeah. It is definitely an experience. Yeah. And so this is the Adam and Alan from the Celtic Masters. We played at the end last week, playing it again this week because it's so brilliant and we just love it. And this is for you, Andrew and Jimmy and Maureen.
Yeah.
And good luck, and we'll see you soon.
You're listening to Harrow Community Radio.
And a very good afternoon to you, and welcome to Harrow Community Radio. As the title suggests, we are a brand new radio station for the London Borough of Harrow. And if you want to find out more about us, then please go to our website. It's www.hcrfm.org. We are here primarily to support all the different people and communities, particularly community groups from the London Borough of Harrow. If you want to get involved, it's very simple. Just drop us an email. It's admin@hcrfm.org. That's admin@hcrfm.org. We can offer training for the people who want to get involved in different shows. We're looking for many different types of communities that want to come in and do different shows as well. But over the period of time, we're going to try and build up our music and all the different content and the news and everything else. So all these type of things we're going to gel together on this particular radio station. So again, if you want to get involved, it's just email us. It's admin@hcrfm.org. Cheers.